I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Juanjo Mena. He's back in Boston for music by Haydn and Mendelssohn and Janáček. Really kind of an odd set of composers, not expected. So I'm really interested in getting into sort of how these different pieces came to live together on this program. But Juanjo, let me ask you first, the 44th Symphony, what we call the Morning Symphony or Trauer Symphony by Haydn, not often done. And I wonder what led you to want to do this piece. In rehearsal, I just noted you with some very specific ideas about phrasing for the orchestra. And tell me about this symphony and your attachment to it, why you wanted to do it here with the BSO.
I think this Haydn is always a luxus to do with this orchestra because they have a lot of quality to do this music. It's very difficult music, as Mozart. And yes, true, I loved this symphony when I was very, very young. I did with a school orchestra in my city and in Spain, in the north of Spain. And later, I think it's one of the more unknown symphonies of Haydn and one of the more beautiful because the contrast between the movements are amazing. All the things are beauty. It's very sweet at the same time. It's powerful. You know, it's amazing, wonderful symphony. And I don't know why it's not so often in the repertoire, you know. I talk with the orchestra now, and they never play, you know, and they love it because it's loved. It's amazing, wonderful symphony.
Yeah, I guess maybe part of it is that when people think of Haydn, they think of the elegant, the majestic. They don't so much think of the emotion, you know, and that's where the symphony comes in, right? There's so much emotion in it.
You know how important was Haydn in the Sturm und Drang, the famous movement, and changed the direction of the classical music to the Romanticism in some point of view, or they develop the symphony, develop the sonata form, develop all the things, no? And I think this is a good connection also with the concerto, no, with Mendelssohn, because we feel the same bright colors, the happy character in a lot of moments, also dramatic in others, but with a lot of class, as you told us. It was always a big man with big class, Haydn, no. And I think it's a lot of this also in the Mendelssohn concerto. Yeah, it's so important for the change of the music.
It is, and that's why again I wanted to see about how these pieces are living together. Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. So we hear it a lot, which is nothing wrong with that. It's always great to hear this concerto. But there's a way that maybe it shows up and we don't think about it in relation to other pieces on the program. And I guess I hear what you mean, that there's brightness, but a little bit of melancholy, a little bit of sadness that goes into the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. And tell me about Julian Rocklin and his playing and what he brings to it.
Yeah, I think the good thing of this first half that we have in this program is that we have the symphonies in E minor and the concertos as in E minor. And also, and we do. It's quasi the same. And also in the concerto is. And we have also in the second moment. You know, it's plenty of similar things, not in the last movement, but about the energetic of the last movement also is very good similar things. To play with Julian Rocklin is a pleasure. No, he was a man with so long business in music. No, he started very, very, very young, and now is with a lot of acknowledge, a lot of character at the same time. And he's, now he's in love also, I think, very clear, because he played with amazing spirit, romantic, no, the concerto, but with a lot of knowledge. We met years ago in Bilbao, I think 25 years ago, something like this, and we played several times together, and it's the quality of the sound, the quality of the bright, the core of the violin is amazing.
Yeah. Wow, you draw some connections between those two pieces that I never really got before, and now we're going to hear them together in this concert, so they'll be right there before us. Well, and then the second half, these two pieces by Leos Janáček, and you know, one of the things that we are told about Janáček is the relationship of what he writes to his language, mm-hmm. that it's all about the Czech language and the rhythms and the sort of cadences of the Czech language. I wonder, as the conductor, have you taken it on to actually learn a little bit about the Czech language? Or is that not actually very important in terms of interpreting the music?
No, it's very important. Also, for example, with Kodály, with Pico variation, it's quasi the same. You must understand the language because the accent of the phrases is always in the first beat, you know. Hapa, Klako, Anna, Maka, no? And you see in the Sinfonietta, for example, when the trombones do Papa, Yapa, Tipa, Yapa, Dapa, Vara, you know? But at the same time, the language is also, the color of the language is also creating these mixtures, the sonorities, and these crazy things for moments. But does, if you look very well the score and you do with its written exactly, and the contrast is amazing. I say, okay, so wonderful idea. Something, for example, is in the Sinfonietta, it's a moment with a very fast passage in the flutes and in the clarinet, you know, and in this, you listen in musician of the Czech or the Hungarians, all these areas, you know, they are very talented, possible, not in the tune, not in the sound, you know, but the character is this, it's open, no? And it's for this, I talked with the first clarinet here, and he mentioned that all clarinetists of the Boston Symphony, and also Carl Leicester, told him that this passage mustn't be exactly precise. All this is more the character than something that is really active and with a lot of theater there and a lot of energy, and more open than to be a good, wonderful, clean passage. No, possible is dark passage.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. We'll listen for that specifically. With the Cunning Little Vixen, is this one of those suites from an opera where it works just as concert music, or do you kind of feel like you have to know something about the story to understand what the orchestra is trying to get across?
Yeah, it's true. In Janáček, in the operas, the character is more symphonic than operistic, in some point of view. It's very clear. It's plenty of ideas. It's colorful. It's plenty of ideas of beautiful things. It's beauty. When you see the Cunning Little Vixen, it's amazing. Beautiful colors, and it's happy, no? And also the scene in Genufa, then is a lot of contrast in movements. It's very difficult music to make. And I think they didn't play the Cunning Little Vixen. They didn't play in by years here, and it was a strong world yesterday. They were completely exhausted after rehearsal, you know? But this was very, very demanding. It's very difficult to play. It's plenty of wonderful and beautiful ideas, crazy ideas. And I think these operas are more symphonic operas than another ones in the repertory.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. The Sinfonietta, because of the extensive brass sections, it always has struck me as one of the pieces that might be more different than others when you go from orchestra to orchestra. So when you conducted this before, I just wonder, I mean, from your perspective, you I'm sure you've done it in other places, and do you hear that? Do you hear different orchestras sounding very different in this piece?
Yeah, it's clear. I conducted this piece in Germany last year, and the character of the brass are, you know, this brass with power, but also with really pesante character and sound, you know, very strong one, no? And okay, there's something of this in this type of music, but in the Czech there are also a lot of influence of Germany, of course, but there are people more happy and more open and more flexible, I think, that is, no? And it's for this, I'm very happy now with Boston Symphony, because the quality of the brass, the quality of the sound, okay? They can play forte or fortissimo, but the quality is always something that is beauty. Always is wrong sound, beautiful intonation. And we are playing forte as written, no? And I think it's closer to the day of the Czech, because this was a big party festival, no? And Janáček is trying to demonstrate the power of the life, the power of the to be free, the, you know, and create all these brass around, no? But these people must be happy, must be enjoying the day, no? Strong and dark, and you know, you understand me. And I think it's amazing to be here. If you go to Spain or to Italy, possible, it's too bright, you know, it's too active, it's too exciting and a lot, you know, possible, no? But it's a wonderful time here.
Juan Jomena, it's so good to talk to you. So good to have you back. And I've been looking to this program since last summer. So I'm glad you're here. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Big pleasure for you. Thank you.